Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to do some shouting, have our own version of Holiday Sales, we'll give a whippin', ask permission, and hear some records inspired by last weekend's West Coast Ragtime Festival. A few weeks ago, I gave what the kids these days are calling a shout-out to listener Steve for being the first person to call on the show's new call-in number, 1-234-PLAY-78s. Now, for some unknown reason, my wife just hates that phrase, shout-out, but nevertheless, we're going to do some more shouting on this week's show in the form of some rapidly rotating records having to do with shouting, beginning with Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders.
Thank you.
Henry Red Allen, fronting the Lewis Russell Orchestra as Henry Allen and his New York Orchestra on February 18, 1930, with Everybody Shout. Everybody Shout was written by Allen and Paul Barberin, who played drums and vibraphone in the band. Before that, it was the South Street Trio with Cold Mornin' Shout. The South Street Trio consisted of Bobby Leekan on banjo and guitar, Robert Cooksey on harmonica and kazoo, and Alfred Martin on guitar. The trio first recorded together on November 22, 1926, with four issued sides, and again on October 27, 1927, producing another four sides, one of which was Cold Mornin' Shout. We started off that shouting set with Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders with Quality Shout, written by Alex Hill. Like the South Street Trio, Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders recorded in just two sessions, April 28th and 29th, 1929, in Culver City, producing a total of just six sides. Quality Shout is from the second session and, as with most of their recordings, was arranged by Charlie Lawrence, who played alto sax and clarinet in the band, which also included Lionel Hampton on drums. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. These days, the day after Thanksgiving is referred to as Black Friday for all the sales and shopping that goes on. And I'm proud and happy to say I don't participate in Black Friday, and I appreciate and patronize those stores who deliberately do not open on Thanksgiving. Anyway, enough editorializing. In this segment, we're going to have our own musical sales, beginning with Walter Cummins, who has some dreams for sale.
Is only a kiss. Won't you please grant me this? It's a dream come true. I'm sick of playing love scenes and playing them alone. Dreams, where are your charms? I'd rather have a sweetheart to call my very own, right here in my arms. Dreams for sale. Yes, in fact, I'll give them away. On the day when you say that you're mine, all mine. Thank you.
Johnson, Big Jackass, is on the block for sale. There goes your Big Jackass, honey.
Well, if you happen to be in the market for a Big Jackass, Hannah Johnson has one on the block for sale right there, as announced by Ed Allen. That was Clarence Williams and his orchestra with For Sale, Hannah Johnson's Big Jackass. Ikey Robinson played guitar on that November 10, 1933 recording, which does not include the lyrics to the song, but just to be clear, this is a family show and we're talking about Hannah Johnson's male donkey here. If you want the whole story about how Hannah Johnson came to having to sell her Big Jackass, blues singer Clara Smith, billed as Queen of the Moaners, recorded the song with the lyrics a couple of years earlier. Before For Sale, it was Ladd's Black Aces with I've Got a Song for Sale from a Jeanette 78, waxed October 3, 1923, a couple of weeks before Frank Westfall recorded that Jack Nelson composition. We started off that sale set with Bernie Cummins and his orchestra, with Brother Walter providing the vocal, on Dreams for Sale from September 21, 1937. Dreams for Sale was written by Harry Cogan, Clark Dennis, and Gene Sickle.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last weekend, my wife and I had the great pleasure of once again attending the West Coast Ragtime Festival in Rancho Cordova, near Sacramento, California. We had a wonderful time listening to great music, seeing old friends, and meeting new ones. Next year, the country's preeminent ragtime festival will be celebrating its 30th year, and we're looking forward to being there again for that milestone. But for this segment, here are some rapidly rotating records I selected based on the tunes having been played at this year's festival.
Thank you. when it get too hot for comfort and you can't get ice cream cones. Oh, it ain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. When the lazy syncopation of the music softly moans, then it ain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones. The polar bears aren't green up in Greenland. They've got the right idea. They think it's great to refrigerate while we all cremate down here. Just be like those bamboo babies in the South Sea tropic zones. Oh, tain't no sin to take off your skin and dance around in your bones.
Dan Russo and his Oriole Orchestra recording for Brunswick in Chicago around January 20th, 1930, with Tain't No Sin to Dance Around in Your Bones. Unfortunately, we don't know who the vocalist is on that recording, but we do know that Tain't No Sin was written by Walter Donaldson and Edgar Leslie. Before that, it was the Redheads, Red Nichols, Miff Mole, Jimmy Dorsey, maybe Alfie Evans, Arthur Schutt, and Vic Burton, with Dynamite from a Pathé Actuel 78, waxed April 7th, 1926. Dynamite was written by Jack Palmer and Fletcher Henderson, who recorded his version for Harmony exactly 1 week after the Redheads. We started the set with Buffoon, a novelty piece written in 1932 by Zez Confrey. We heard Ted Weems in his orchestra's interpretation, complete with whistling by Elmo Tanner, on February 23rd, 1938, recorded by Decca. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast. For this segment, for no particular reason, we're going to do some whippin'. And in order to do some whipping, you need a whip. So here are the Revelers with the whip.
Big boss man of them all. You might must bow down to me, white or black. You've got to bend your knee, break your back. And when I want a king, then I get that king. For in this old hellhole, I'm the king.
Fall in line, take your Timmy life. I take mine all whooping that jelly. open and jelly about 4 or 5 times. If you had a little frog the size of mine, you wouldn't mind whooping it 4 or 5 times. Oh, whooping that jelly. Oh, whooping that jelly. We whooping that jelly about 4 or 5 times. Hold it now. This morning, 2:30, didn't hear daddy, you're about to, whooping that jelly, whooping that jelly, we whooping that jelly, about 4 or 5 times. She called me again about 2:30, didn't hear daddy, can you do that again, whooping that jelly, whooping that jelly, we whooping that jelly, about 4 or 5 times. Yeah! Whoop that jelly. Call me again about 10:30. Didn't hear daddy, I believe I'm in heaven. Whooping that jelly. Whooping that jelly. We whooping that jelly about 4 or 5 times. Call me again about 12:30. Booking my bed there, give me help about whooping that jelly. Whooping that jelly. We whooping that jelly about 4 or 5 times. Let's go! What's that jelly, boy?
The State Street Swingers, with the vocal refrain by Robert Brown, better known as Washboard Sam, and Whippin' That Jelly, recorded in Chicago by Vocalion on August 28, 1936. Earlier we heard the double entendre song about Hannah Johnson's Big Jackass, and here we have a euphemistically raunchy title, as on many of the State Street Swingers records, such as I Kept On Rubbing That Thing.
What?
You heard me. Whippin' That Jelly was written by James McComb. Before that, it was the singing brakeman, Jimmy Rogers, who was whippin' that old TB. Rogers contracted tuberculosis in 1924 at age 27, and in 1931, Rogers and Raymond E. Hall wrote TB Blues, which Jimmy recorded on April 24th. By 1932, TB was clearly getting the better of him, and Whippin' That Old TB was recorded January 13th, 1933. Jimmy Rogers died a few months later on May 26th from a pulmonary hemorrhage at age 35. We began that whippin' set, logically enough, with The Whip. That was Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra, with a vocal refrain by The Revelers, Louis James, James Melton, Elliot Shaw, and Wilfred Glenn, founder of the group. The Whip was composed by Emmerich Kallman and Herbert Stothert, with lyrics by Otto Harbach and Oscar Hammerstein. That recording was made December 22, 1927.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
The rather odd topic for this segment of the show is permission, and it came about because I happened upon a record which has a rather odd title, and which will end the segment and the show. But here to begin this final segment of the show are the California Ramblers and our old friend Irving Kaufman.
dream a moonlight. Please let me dream in your arms. While others sleep in the sunlight, please let me live in your arms. While they find pleasure gazing at the sky, I'll find my treasure deep within your eyes. While others dream in the moonlight, please let me dream in your
more, longing for the sunny sun. asked your father, he said, okay. I asked your mother, she said, hooray. By special permission of the copyright owner, I love you. I asked your grandpa, he said, why not? I asked your grandma, she said, get hot. By special permission of the copyright owners, I love you. Your good old nurse thought you might do worse. Your butler thought so too. If they agree you're the one for me, then why on earth don't you? The preacher's ready for the service, so why the heck do you get so nervous? By special permission of the copyright owners, I love you.
We started this permission set with the California Ramblers asking, Please Let Me Dream in Your Arms, written by Al Lewis, Al Sherman, and Carmen Lombardo. Irving Kaufman was the vocalist on that December 28, 1928 harmony recording. The California Ramblers had also recorded an instrumental version for Edison just 2 days earlier. Next, it was the Shannon Quartet with Let Me Call You Sweetheart from January 21, 1926. The Shannon Quartet was the name used by the Revelers when recording more traditional and nostalgic songs. In the early Revelers record, we heard James Melton, but here you heard tenor Franklin Bauer, who was on most of the recordings with the group. That recording is from the Rivermont Records CD, The Shannon Quartet, A Little Bit of Heaven, which contains 24 of the group's late 1920s electrical recordings. And in addition to the music, there's a 40-page booklet of liner notes written by... yours truly.
What?
That's right. It contains information about the group, detailed biographies of its members, and notes on each of the songs. You can get the complete track list, hear full fidelity audio samples, and most importantly, order the CD from the website rivermontrecords.com. And while you're there, check out all of Rivermont's other fine vintage and contemporary recordings. That's rivermontrecords.com. Let Me Call You Sweetheart was followed by Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra January 6, 1926, with Let Me Introduce You to My Rosie. And we finished up with Hal Kemp and his orchestra with the vocal by Skinny Ennis, and by special permission of the copyright owner, I Love You. That comes from the 1931 show The Gang's All Here, which starred Ted Healy. The tune was composed by Louis A. Gensler and the lyrics written by Owen Murphy and Robert Simon, who was the editor of the New Yorker magazine and a radio executive. The song was intended as some sort of inside joke, but apparently the public didn't get it. Or the show, for that matter, which closed after just 23 performances. Despite that, the song was also recorded by Buddy Blue and his Texans, Billy Hayes and his orchestra, Smith Ballou, and far more recently by the West End Jazz Band, Chicago's premier sweet and hot jazz band, on their CD, We're Still in the 20s, where it's sung by the Windy City Songbird herself, Leah LaBrea. And you can check out that and all the other band's CDs at their website, westendjazzband.com. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.